You don't want your HVAC system to fail right in the middle of a cold spell. So making sure that you have your filters changed out, making sure you've had your unit serviced this year to make sure there's not any issues with the blower motor or the gas burners, anything of that nature. They might need cleaning. Your heat exchanger might need checking just to make sure there's no carbon monoxide issues. Just a good maintenance check would be a really good thing to have right before it gets to a bad cold spell.
And especially, like, is it tougher this time since we've already had one really big cold spell? Now we're going to have another one. Like, does that put more pressure on your system?
Well, you know, when it's this cold, the heat definitely works extra hard because it's running at least every 15 minutes. It might be off 5 minutes and run another 15. And so it's running constantly when it's this cold. So it puts a lot of stress on the system. It makes the motors run hotter, everything. You definitely need to know that it's in good condition before it starts a cold spell like this.
Yeah. I suspect you guys are pretty busy in the middle of one of these, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, that's when it seems everything goes wrong. The heat goes out, the pipes freeze, all of those different situations. So we need the heat also, because if you don't have the house heated well, then you start really running into problems with the pipes freezing.
How about some of the things people can do to protect themselves?
Well, first of all, make sure you have all your outside pipes covered and insulated. You can buy the covers at the hardware stores and put on your outside faucets. Any pipes that are exposed outdoors, make sure they're insulated or covered, wrapped up, protected from the wind and from the water, the moisture. Indoors, we want to make sure, like we were talking about with HVAC, make sure and keep your heat down or at least turned up to a good temperature, at least 68 degrees or warmer. That way it keeps everything warm. Have the cabinets open so that heat can get inside the cabinets if it's on an exterior wall. And one of the most important things you can do is make sure you have your faucets trickling, and especially on outside walls. If you have pipes that are run overhead, you want to make sure and leave all your faucets trickling, hot and cold. And we've always said, leave your faucets dripping, but dripping's really not enough. It needs to be a steady stream of water flowing out of your faucet, both hot and cold. If it's a single lever faucet, you can put it in the middle and just have a little larger stream going.